Good morning, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. We're coming to the end of a beautiful psalm, and we're just doing one verse. And this is a beautiful psalm that says we are God's, all sons of the Most High God. And then it also gives us the encouragement that is necessary. We need to have understanding. We need to have light, and we need to walk in that light, in that light, not in darkness. And then he portrays God's word shows us here. What is darkness is when we show partiality, when we don't stand for justice, stand for the afflicted, stand for what is right, and we don't rescue the weak and the needy. That's God's heart. But how can all this be done? It's because God so loved the world, he sent his son. Or even before that, when he can go in, even before the foundation of the earth, and he even made this beautiful earth for mankind, he predestined us in Christ. So that's God's from the beginning. We weren't made to be little devils. We were made to be children of the living God. And so he formed everything beautiful, brought Adam and Eve into the picture, and then we see the beautiful love relationship. For we don't know how long it carried on, but then the fall came. When you open your ears and eyes and or just when you, once you open your ears to the deception, takes hold of all your senses, your eyes, your feeling, your emotions, and that brought about the fall. But now, praise God, we've got a good God that has made everything available. Whatever the fall brought in, God has removed in Jesus. And more than that, now Jesus is the rightful judge, the good judge, the big brother, the redeemer, the savior, to bring us into the fullness of God and bring the whole earth into the fullness of God. Let's read it.
Arise, O God, judge the earth, for you shall inherit all the nations.
Amen. This earth belongs to God. We belong to God. And God has given us all that opportunity now through Christ to come home, to see the great love portrayed in a flesh and blood body. And then he died to take away whatever was hindering the deception, the lies of Satan, and bring us back into the kingdom, back into all that he has for us. And now it's just to, it's so important, guys. We look at the first fruits of this new and this better covenant, and that's apostles, James, John, Peter, Paul. And John says it so nicely now, because of this new and this wonderful covenant, our fellowship is with the Father and Son. So through the new birth, through coming into the kingdom, into the Spirit, we fellowship with the Father and Son. And then it goes on so beautiful a bit further down in 1 John chapter 1. It says, if we walk in the light, so you see, you first get the light through fellowship with the Father and Son. And then when you walk in the light, you fellowship with one another. And there again, we must see the one another is what we just saw in the top part of the chapter. It's our fellowship is with the Father and Son. That's so important, because without that, it can just be a club and just a gathering of the brethren. But it needs to be God called us into it, come home individually, draw close individually, and here work out your own salvation individually. We have fellowship with one another, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and then we encourage each other, the body of Christ. And the blood of Christ cleanses us from all sin, all sin. We partake of the heavenly blessings, and sin is a done deal. It's been taken away as far as the east is from the west. And so in our lives is also, we are babes to evil, wives to what is good, and the God of peace crushes Satan under our feet. Hallelujah. Have a lovely day. Our God is good. Our God's our Father, and he's made all provision. Arise and shine, for your light has come, in Jesus' name.
Amen.